Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 13 of our study, Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, We Are Witnesses. Charles Stanley once said, His voice leads us not into timid discipleship, but into bold witness. Our text for today is from Acts chapter 10, verses 39 through 43. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Peter makes a bold claim to Cornelius and his family. We are witnesses of all that he did. The word for witness is the Greek word martas, from which the word martyr is derived. It means one who gives testimony of what they have seen and heard, as in a judicial court. When someone is called as a witness in a court of law, they are bound by a promise on God's word and asked, "Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?" The phrase, "so help you God," began in England as a way of administering the oath and was originally said along with words like, "so help you God and God's holy gospels," or "so help you God and all the saints." It is a way of showing that the witness is seriously committed to keep their word. We are witnesses for the gospel. May God help us to share nothing but the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Acts provide insight into Peter's witness for Christ, followed by a detailed commentary on Acts 10, verses 39 through 43. Peter's brief and powerful sermon contains a concise statement of the gospel. Jesus' perfect life of servanthood, his death on the cross, his resurrection, personally witnessed and experienced by Peter, his fulfillment of the scriptures, and the necessity of personal faith in him. A sermon or witness for Christ does not need to be long to be effective. It should be Spirit-led and should center simply on Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. In chapters 10, verses 39 through 41, in short order, Peter stated the fact that he and others, we, had been witnesses to the ministry of Jesus, including his crucifixion and his resurrection. They had been chosen by God as witnesses, the word witness occurring twice, and that Christ had appeared to them, Peter, the apostles, and hundreds of others, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 5 through 7, and even ate and drank with them after his resurrection. The fact that they had eaten and had drunk with him should squelch any rumor that Jesus had appeared in some phantom form. This was solid, decisive proof of Christ's resurrection, confirmed by one who had been there, had seen it, and had participated fully in it. What more would they need to hear? There were dozens of other readily available eyewitnesses if anyone cared to confirm it. In chapter 10, verse 42, Christ came to judge. You can see 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, 1 Peter 4, verse 5. The command of the resurrected Christ was for these witnesses to preach to the people and to testify that Christ was the appointed judge of the living and the dead. He is the one before whom ultimately all people, Jew and Gentile alike, will stand and give account. In chapter 10, verse 43, Christ came to forgive sin. In contrast to the preceding verse, Peter turned to the prophet's testimony for the flip side of judgment, salvation. Jesus Christ was the long-awaited Savior who would offer forgiveness of sins to everyone who believes in Him. Note that Peter made it clear that this message is for everyone, not just the Jews. Everyone sins. Everyone needs to be saved. Everyone needs forgiveness. All that is needed is faith. After Peter's sermon, God sent the Holy Spirit to fall on everyone who had heard the gospel. Scripture states in Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48, "While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speak in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, 'Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?' And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days." God sends his power through the gospel and those who witness to transform the lives of those who believe in his word. Some questions to consider. How are you doing as God's witness? What can you learn about the brevity of Peter's witness? And finally, how can Peter's willingness to learn, understand, and change be an example for you today when facing new perspectives? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.